WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We are back with a great edition of Fried on Business. We're going to talk with Bruce Turkell about personal branding and what happens as your brand evolves. We're going to talk with Alex P. Cordy about oil and gas. And we're going to get the show started right away with South Florida, one of South Florida's best philanthropists, one of my favorite Dolphin guys, Michael Mandich. Michael, are you out there?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you? It's the front end of a fabulous weekend for you. Tell me what's going on with the Dolphins Cancer Challenge.
So we're in the midst of our first round of packet pickup, which kind of, is the example of we've officially kicked it off. Tomorrow night, we're hosting our kickoff ceremony here at Sun Life Stadium, where we will be hosted with a lot of different Miami Dolphins players, about 2,500 people. And we're going to have a nice broadcast on CBS4, hosting our Dolphins Cancer Challenge, a live 30-minute broadcast from 7 to 7:30, hosted by Rutabaga Shahbazi and Rick Folbaum. So it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. And then this Saturday, over 3,200 participants will either ride, run, walk, or simply donate and come out to a concert. For the first time, we'll be hosting a concert, and we're really excited to announce, Melissa Etheridge and Sheryl Crow headlining our Pepsi concert this weekend.
Well, that sounds really great. It sounds like all kinds of things good. Can people still get in on the action? Can they go to the website and donate? We had the Dean on last week. He's riding with that mangled foot of his with Carlos Magoya. So, I got all kinds of friends riding in this. It's awesome. I keep getting emails.
We have quite a few people, and yes, Dean Goldschmidt will be riding along with Carlos Magoya doing the 100 miles. They're beasts, and I'll be joining them. But there's no more time for the ride yet. There is time for the 5K. However, they will have to come on Saturday morning. Our run walk starts at 11 a.m. And we have it staggered start, so our longest rides begin at 6:30 a.m., and then it goes all the way until about noon. Idea of that is we want everyone finishes here at Sun Life Stadium, and then shortly thereafter at 2 p.m., Melissa Etheridge will go on stage, and then at 3 p.m., we will have Sheryl Crow on stage. So we want people to stick around, enjoy that. So people can either purchase tickets to the concert or the 5K, which gives you complimentary access to the finish line celebration.
Well, that sounds great. Now they can get more information on the website. What's the website?
Website is DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. DolphinsCancerChallenge.com, and we've raised over $11.5 million to fund cancer research projects here in South Florida at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And as you said, before, this thing has really become a mega fundraiser.
It's awesome. I go to Sylvester. I've sponsored three or four different doctors on the ride. And I want to point out that everybody, you can go to the website and you can look for people or just donate to Michael's ride. You can still donate. It's real important. And 100% of all the donations go to the Sylvester Cancer Center. And Michael, I want to thank you and your whole family for the dedication. And, we just got to say, in honor of your dad and everything, guy just got goosebumps. Thank you so much for everything you do.
His windows down, you know, with a big smile on his face.
And a green lizard in his hand, God willing.
The support that this community has given, you know, yes, in part in honor of him, but in honor of thousands of people who are facing, you know, similar situations with cancer.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you got to get back to all the festivities. And thanks again from all the people you're not going to meet for all the great funds you raised to cure cancer here in South Florida.
I appreciate it, Jim, and have a great program. Thank you very much for your support.
It's our pleasure. We love your event. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk branding. He's the expert. I'm going to learn. So are you. Back after this. AC, it is yours.
Rise to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, you heard the song. The show's officially started. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn up the music.
I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
This is my favorite commercial. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are here with Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of, what do you call your firm, Bruce?
Turkell Brands.
Yeah, I wonder why. Yeah, Bruce is my favorite branding expert. We come on, we kick it around. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always, always fun to be here.
I love you, man. So, you know, when I was prepping for the show and I was looking at your new LinkedIn site, I noticed that you'd evolved and changed a bunch of things on your LinkedIn description since the last time I was there. So it seems to me like you're evolving what your producing to support your branding.
Well, let's not just make it as about me as much as I would like to talk about me, but instead let's talk about why that matters to everybody who's listening.
Because it's all about them.
Exactly. It is all about them. And we've spoken a number of times on your show about developing your authentic truth, making that part of your brand, and then disseminating that message. So what you need to do as you build these sites, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all the different social media opportunities that you have, is to make sure that you are communicating who you are. Remember, we've said many times, people don't choose what you do. They choose who you are. Today, products are generic. You can get them anywhere. And so if someone's going to do business with you, they're going to do business with you. What you bring to the table is now more important than ever of part of the equation for building a successful brand.
So that's really cool because I put out all this content with the radio show and my involvement in the community, and I put it out differently on different channels, if you will, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. They all get different delivery systems, but they all bring them back to my website for the radio show content, and then they can go browse all the different things that I have there, basically for them.
Well, that's exactly right. You're a social media monster. You show up everywhere. The thing is, though, because you're the practitioner and you have people who do the work for you, you start to think, as a practitioner, that all those pieces are separate. But to the listeners, the viewers, the audience, the customers, they don't know that. They see something on Facebook, then they hear you on the radio, then maybe they read something, and they don't see it as different distribution channels. They see it as Jim Fried. Therefore, all those things work together in order to get them to what you want, which is your website and, in fact, your radio show. Once they listen to you on the show, they hear your personality. They're listening for the information, of course. They're listening for your ability to interview, of course. They're listening for the quality of the guests you bring in, of course. But more importantly than that, they're listening because it's you.
Well, you know, Bruce, that's really terrific. And we've had an enormous growth in all of our social media platforms and in all of our different distribution networks. But one of the things I noticed when I was on your, I guess it was either homepage or LinkedIn page, you've now got a portal. I really didn't understand what it was and didn't spend enough time to really get what that was. What's this portal thing you're
doing? Well, so here's exactly what the opportunity is, also the problem, or the liability is the asset. We have all these different ways of communicating with each other now. We have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Pinterest, we have Instagram, and then we have email, and then we have tweets, and then we have an office phone, and then we have a cell phone. And at some point, it becomes almost an embarrassment of riches. We have too many ways for people to find us. So the question becomes, how do you consolidate all those things? And I found this amazing and inexpensive, I have to add, piece of software called My Digital Portal. If you want to see mine, it's you go online, it's http://, and then it's bit.ly/, and then my name, capital B, Bruce, capital T, Turkel. So it's a bit.ly/Bruce Turkel with caps. When you go in there, you have access to all of my information right on your smartphone instantly. So what's the first thing you see when you turn it on? Of course, you see my logo. And then you see my TED speech.
Right.
Why? Because someone who is going to hire me to do their marketing work or to come speak at their conference or wants to read one of my books, what are they going to be most impressed with? My TED speech. But then you can drill down and get all my other information. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit about how to configure it, what it costs, because it's an amazing tool.
You know, we still got another, minute left in this segment? Okay, so we're going to do that. I guess why don't we go to break a little early, bring Bruce back for a longer segment. And yeah, I use Bitly's too. They're awesome.
Yeah,
of course. They help you track everything. All right, well, we'll be back with branding expert Bruce Turkel about how to build and market your brand after this. AC, that means it's yours. Here you go. Well, you may be walking on sunshine, but when I'm with Warren Henry, I'm driving on gold. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and Red Cap service, a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, where should you go when a traditional bank says no? Hey, when your situation won't allow you to ever qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? Hey, do you have to tell a story to get your loan scenario across because it doesn't fit in the standard box? Well, you need our friends at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvia for over 10 years, and they're the ones to call. In fact, they've been around for 25 years. They're the pros at providing non-QM mortgages for bank loans and for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loans, and that means that they're loans that traditional lenders won't consider. So if you need a bridge loan, cash out for a purchase, properties anywhere in the state of Florida, and any type of commercial property, call Bob and Milvia. You can reach them at 305-444-3666.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and Bruce has been helping me get my brand together here while I've been working here on the sideline. Brewster Kelly is the president and chief, what is it, creative director?
Yes.
Okay, chief creative director. Turkel Brands, they've created some of the most iconic brands here in South Florida, the Miami brand, and also you've worked with a bunch of other people, Nike, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, Discovery Channel, Bacardi, Hasbro.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Plus, you give a great speech. You gave us one last year at the UF conference. It was terrific.
Go Gators.
There you go. Eat them up. Now, Bruce, getting back to it, I was commenting how I've noticed the evolution of your LinkedIn page and the rest of your social media content. And my favorite part of your content outreach is your weekly blog. I always find something really interesting. And apropos, I love the thing about where you compared the new movie to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Give me a little bit of that. That was awesome.
Sure. I don't know if you know this, but Deadpool, which is a new movie out about the superhero, is now the best-selling R-rated movie ever.
Potty mouth superhero,
ever.
Huh?
Yeah, potty mouth superhero. And it did, I don't have the numbers in front of me, either $138 million or $183 million in 3 days.
I know, it's in your
more
blog.
More than The Matrix, yeah. The numbers were amazing. And when you ask a lot of people about Deadpool, they've never even heard of it. They don't know what it is, yet the sales are through the roof. And then you look at what that character represents. He's a guy who has snide comments, nasty comments, politically incorrect comments. He says what he thinks. There's a direct parallel right there to what's going on in politics.
Coming over my hair right now.
Whichever side of the aisle you're on, for Trump and Sanders, where they say what they think, or they say whatever they want to say based on who their audiences are. Remember, all about them. And so what we're seeing in the movies in politics is the same thing. It's the way people respond to the zeitgeist of what's out there.
So they're gassing everybody up because everybody's a little bit aggravated with what's going on, because we've had this, I don't want to talk politics, but, you know, people are somewhat probably disappointed about their they're not getting what they expected. And now I've read that, well, I don't want to talk politics. But anyway.
Especially with me, you don't want to talk politics.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to talk politics on the show. But let's talk a little bit about your TEDx speech, because I thought it was great the way you had the little pun that went about your TEDx speech. Tell everybody what your TEDx speech is a little bit about.
Well, my TEDx speech, quite simply, was titled, Forget Mindfulness, Try Never Mindfulness. And the idea was that everybody is so busy being mindful. We keep hearing about it, having your feet on the floor, having your butt in the seat, being present in the moment, that we become all these little narcissists running around thinking about, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Where am I? And if you want to market, I've already told you, marketing is what? You know the three words.
Yeah, it's all about them.
And so instead of being so mindful, stop being never mindful. Stop paying attention to who you are and what you're doing. Start paying attention to your customer. That's why you build your brand, not about you, but about your customer. How do you matter to your customer? How do you resonate in the life of your customer?
Sorry, sometimes my question come back are a little bit slow because I'm internalizing what you're saying and projecting it into my mind on the little screen there. You know, there's this new show I like to watch, Billionaire or Billions or something, and the characters are all sitting there watching the flame on their phone, you know, and it's just hilarious while they're doing their mindfulness. And, you know, and they're both narcissists.
I've got nothing against mindfulness. It makes a lot of sense to do it. You know, sit down, meditate a little bit, get calm with yourself. I dig that. However, when you're building your brand, you have to look outward.
Yeah, and the most important thing in a lot of businesses is looking outward. I'm always looking outward, and I have to put together all kinds of little pieces, and the pieces I put together are the messages people are sending me, and I have to pick through them to understand what part of that works for me.
Well, all the little pieces you have to put together is why that portal we were talking about earlier works so well, because what happens is it takes all of your communications, your website, your brochure, your business card, videos if you have them, audio, which you have, right? YouTubes, Vimeos, all these different components that we all have flying around. And it gives you one place, one portal on a smartphone for people to access all of it.
By doing that,
you don't have to have a business card. You don't have to carry brochures. You don't have to have video. It's all incorporated in one place. Oh. It's inexpensive. You can send it to one person or a million people for the same price. It's $200 a year.
Oh, man.
I mean,
sign me
up. Think about the savings. Well, if you go to mine, I told you, it's bit.ly/BruceTurkel, cap B, cap T. And down at the bottom, it says get my own or I want my own or whatever it is. Click on there. It's amazing. And what happens is every time someone else uses one, you benefit.
Wow. You know, it's really just getting together and creating a community. And that's really what it's all about. A lot of people today don't really realize that. And I love these commentators. We'll go back to the analogy of never mindfulness for a second. I love these announcers that they go, I really can't figure this out. You know, this is a strange election year. I really don't think it is. I think that everything is just the way it always is. It's about the people in the country and what they're feeling at the moment. They go, well, why are the young people getting all fired up for this candidate? Well, maybe they forgot the 60s when they got all fired up for JFK.
The candidates we get are the candidates we deserve. Oh. Like them or dislike them, what people are feeling and thinking is what the candidates respond to. The candidates that get no traction are the ones who stand up and say, this is what I believe, and everyone goes, yeah, who cares? I don't. The candidates that get traction are the ones who look at the audience, figure out where is the audience going, and then figure out where is the alignment between where the audience is going and what the candidate's message is.
Wow. I'm glad we're taping this so I can replay it and listen to this. Go way too fast for my little old brain here. It's on tricycle time today. This is great. So, Bruce, now we have you on all the time because another one of your seven ideas is to repeat, repeat, repeat. How does the portal helps you repeat?
Well, absolutely. For example, you said to me before you love my TED speech and you said I gave a great speech at UF. You were nice enough to recommend me. But how about if you had said to me, hey, you know, I'd really like you to come speak at our association, instead of me saying, oh yeah, let me send you my whatever, all I have to say is go to this address, and then you have my TED speech on your smartphone, which means the next time you go to your board meeting, you pull up the phone and you can share it. And if three of the guys can't make it to the meeting and they go, you know, we might want to hire that Bruce guy, but we might want to hire some other people, you say, hang on, go to this address and open up this portal and watch the guy talk. Nothing succeeds like success, right? So if they see me, they're going to hire me. This gives me an almost free, again, $200 for a month, big deal, $20 a year, $20 a month, big deal. This gives an almost free way for me to distribute it to as many people as I can get it out to.
And it's distributed in a way that you can still control it, and you can also track who's seeing it.
That's a great thing you just said. You can still control it. I control it in the cloud. So let's say I send it to you and I with all my information. Then I get something that's better that I want to put on there. All I have to do is upload it to the cloud, and bam, the one that's in your phone changes. So when I was on Bill O'Reilly, I put that in. When I was on CBS Evening News, I put that in.
Wait a minute. You were on CBS Evening News?
I was. You haven't gone to my portal. I was on twice.
I looked at I see Fox. I see MSNBC. I did not see.
I was on with Richard Quest twice.
Oh, what was it about?
One time we talked about one of the cruise lines and issues they were having. And one time we talked about a design team in Italy. And they got into some trouble commenting on their opinion of gay marriage and on and who their market was. And again, we were talking about how do you talk directly to your audience. It was great. But now that you know about my portal, you can go on there, you can click, and boom, you have it. It's so flexible and upgradable. It's amazing.
And how about your band stuff? Is it available through that too?
You know, it's not. But,
oh, come on, Bruce. It's supposed to be a place some people can learn about you.
Now that you said that, that is just brilliant. Now that you said that, I am going to put my band stuff on it.
I get an A in branding.
And while I'm here, hang on. I'm pulling up the list. I'm going to tell you when our band is playing because we got four gigs
coming
up.
Okay, please do that because I want to take my wife to hear you.
The band is called Black Star. And we're not stars either. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, but you're going to have AC be your announcer. Then you got one on stage with you, man.
Sing the bass stuff, man. So we are playing at Black Point.
He can be your cape man.
On Friday, March 11th. We are playing at the Coconut Grove Sailing Club Saturday, March 12th. We are playing, this is a fun one, at the Deering Estate Seafood Festival.
Oh, my.
On Sunday, March 20th. And we are playing at the Barnacle in Coconut Grove on April 3rd.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm definitely going to go because, I mean, I work in Coconut Grove. I actually have free available parking in Coconut
Grove.
There
you go.
So I got to hit that. So, Bruce, we talked a little bit about everything. I just want to bring it in. We've only got a couple minutes left, and I want you to run through your 7 points for branding. 1, 2, 3, go.
Point one, all about them. Stop talking about yourself. Start talking about your customers. Point two, hearts, then minds. We all talk about facts and figures. Stop it. Talk about the emotional connections between your consumer and your product. Point three, make it simple. Point four, make it quick. Point five, make it yours. What do you own? What do you promote that when people see it, they know it's yours? Point six, all five senses. We don't just make decisions based on what we see and what we hear. It's what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. Make your brand sensual. And point seven, repeat, repeat, repeat. Once you figure it out, you say it over and over and over. If you want to see how I say it over and over, go to bit.ly/Bruce Turkel, cap B, cap T.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to have you back. You're coming back next month. We're going to do it again. We're going to have a great time. AC will be your cape man. Like for James Brown had the cape man, you got AC as your cape man. We will be back after this with you help. We're going to talk infectious diseases. What a great follow, huh?
Hey, AC, let me hear an oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Jim, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bruce. Thank you. Oh, this is great.
The sunlight hurt my eyes. I knew I'd miss the moment. I missed the element of surprise. There's no time for a flag and maneuver. This has got to be a frontal assault. But the bastards have me in the crosses, and I know that it's all my fault. A falsely implied superior force, I guess they're gonna call my bluff. But if you're gonna be tough, you gotta be tough.
Ooh, you gotta be tough. Ooh, you gotta be tough.
Well, you'd think I'd fail it out by now that I finally learned my lesson. I hit the wall a time or two and it hurt, I don't mind confessing. Tell yourself that right makes might, and life's on that for the strong. It all evens out eventually.
All right, well, that's what you're going to hear when you go see Bruce, and actually you're going to hear a lot more because he rocks the stage. You got to hear him do Walking on Sunshine. You'll never want to see another band. You'll want to go back and see him. You'll want to repeat, repeat, repeat. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you should repeat, 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 and go visit Warren Henry. You know, you've got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Boy, here you go. Where are you going to go when you have a loan that a traditional bank won't handle? When you can't get a FNMA, Fannie Mae loan, you got a story to tell on your loan and a scenario doesn't fit in a standard box, you call my friends at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvi over there for 10 years, and they're the ones to call. Besides that, they've been around for 25 years. They're pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. That's a lot of jargon. That means if you got a complicated situation, they can help you out. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loans that traditional lenders will never consider. They're one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida, too. They provide bridge loans up to $100 million and all kinds of other really cool stuff. They even make loans to non-U.S. citizens and provide limited construction loans. Bob and Milvia can approve a loan the same day and close it within a week. I've seen them perform. You need to watch. You need to go. You need to get their service, too. Hey, call Bob and Milvia, 305-443-3666.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and this is our health time, our U Health time. U Health, that's University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Palm Beach Gardens to Miami and Durant Plantation, Naples, all over the southeastern part of the state and over on the West Coast, too. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now a 12th year in a row, and it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. Stick with us, because we're going to talk with their infectious disease expert in a second about Zika and some other stuff, too. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
That's right. When he sings, I feel nice like sugar and spice, the guy comes in and puts on the cape for me, and I turn into Super Health Man. And we're going to have a segment now with Dr. Paola Lichtenberger. She's a UHealth infectious disease doctor and the director of the tropical medicine at UHealth. Wow, doctor, what a great title, and what an interesting stuff you must do. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now,
hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're always fired up when we had Bruce on, and I've actually been looking forward to this one for a while now. Help me calm the fears out there. This little mosquito isn't going to take over the United States and throw us into a pandemic, is it?
I know.
Well, you know, when you watch TV, you'd think that that's what they're talking about out there. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, actually, the mosquito that gives Zika virus and dengue exists in the United States, but only in the southern parts.
Doctor, we're having a problem with your phone. If you're on a cell phone, could you get closer to a place where you get a better signal? We're having a real problem here.
Can you hear better now?
Slightly.
Better?
Do you have a hard line you can call us back on?
Better now?
We're really not just keep going. We're going to give it a shot here. Just go do the best you can.
Okay, probably can you better now?
A little bit better now, yes.
Okay. So the problem with the mosquito is that the mosquito lives in tropical and subtropical areas. And South Florida actually had and carries the mosquito, as well as probably the southern part of Texas. So, yes, there is a risk of having Zika virus infection acquired in the United States will be in those areas, probably not in the other ones. In the other ones, the disease is going to be just related to people who's traveling around, the areas where the outbreak is going on right now.
Well, I see these pictures, and I grew up here in South Florida, and they look like the big hairy mosquitoes that had white dots on them that I used to call salt mosquitoes that were out there day and night. Usually, the little black ones are only out at night. Is that right?
Well, usually the mosquito goes during the day. This mosquito goes around during the day. And it's a black mosquito, but it has, like, long legs and has, like, a stripe, white stripes in the legs. And that's how we can recognize that it is a deep-time mosquito.
Wow. And they're here. I know I grew up in South Florida. We knew all about the yellow fever thing and turn over all the standing water so there's never any standing water. What are some other tips people can use?
Sorry?
What are some things people can do to eliminate the mosquitoes and other infectious diseases that are borne by here in our tropical...
The best way is to make sure that we take control of the standing water. Mosquitoes like to breathe and like to leave the eggs in the standing water. So every water that is placed in pens, like in the plants, in the outside containers that last for more than a week, are the ones who are going to breed the mosquitoes. So the recommendation is once a week to clean the containers, clean plants and water that is standing around the surfaces or the patios or the area. The mosquito doesn't go into air-conditioned area. So, if you have the disease, it's better for you to stay under air conditioning so you don't get bit by a mosquito and you don't infect our mosquitoes with the virus.
What are some of the other infectious diseases that are tropical in nature that we have here in South Florida?
Okay, so because we have this mosquito, we have the same risk of having dengue, chikungunya, and Zika virus. So these are the three most important ones that may be at risk. But we also have a lot of other tropical diseases that are here, in part because we have a large population that is mainly immigrant. So we have diseases like neurocysticercosis and Chagas too. But those are main of the people who had grown up in other countries and come here with the diseases.
So what are some of the things here in South Florida that we have to look out for to keep our health and wellness here in the tropical climate?
Okay, so making sure that we take appropriate care when we go to mosquito areas and when there's the mosquito season. So when it's a rainy season and a lot of sun, we need to make sure that we use repellent, that we can try also to wear longer sleeves. And one important thing that people doesn't know is that actually when you are using sun protection and you are using at the same time the repellent, you have to wear first the sunscreen and then the repellent, because if you put first the repellent, then you're going to inactivate it by the sunscreen.
Oh, so let me repeat that. So this is actually really important. This is a new thing I'm learning here. So you got to put on the sunscreen first, and then you put on the repellent. What is the most effective repellent? Because, some of the stuff just never seems to work.
Yes, well, the most important repellents are those who contain DEET, and those who contain picaridin. We have commercial DEET and different brands. But usually those who contain a DEET percentage of more than 20, those are the ones that are very effective.
Okay. So it sounds to me like we're heading towards the stronger stuff, not really the stuff that comes in the first wave, but more like the second wave, more strong stuff.
Yes.
Now we've talked about standing water. We've talked about tropical things. Is there anything that comes specifically from the ocean that we need to be careful about?
From the ocean?
Yes. Maybe a tropical disease that comes out of the ocean. I don't know.
Of infection. actually, people who have liver problems should stay away from eating raw fish or raw oysters, since there is a bacteria called Vibrio bulnificus, and actually lives around, and we have a couple of cases every year here by people eating raw oysters when they have liver disease, and that's the Vibrio bulnificus, and that can be a fatal one.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty good. I was out there grasping for straws, but I think I nailed it. Good one there. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Dr. Lichtenberger. What is the message that you want to get out to everybody? Maybe people are turning in a little bit. Maybe we should calm everybody about the Zika thing again.
Okay. So the most important thing is remember that South Florida is still a tropical area, so we should consider ourselves to live in a tropical area. So we be very careful about mosquito infections and be very careful when we have fever and skin rashes to go to the doctor and make sure that we screen for tropical medicine. The other one is making sure that we travel to tropical areas at this point, especially Central Caribbean and South America. And if you're planning to get pregnant, you should go to the doctor and consider not to travel.
Okay, so I'm just going to say it this way. So those little small heads on the Brazilian babies, is there a chance that's going to start happening here?
Well, I doubt that it's going to happen here since, like, everybody is being educated. But, we have to raise the education and awareness in the term that if a person that is pregnant, we don't know yet, we have to deal with the person.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lichtenberger, we got that. Your phone is dying out again, but we're also running out of time. So I want to thank you, Dr. Okay. Paola Lichtenberger. She's UHealth's Infectious Disease Director of Tropical Medicine at UHealth. For more info, I guess they can find you at uhealth.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for calming everybody down, including me. I really appreciate that. All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after this with more Freedom Business. We're going to talk oil and gas. Is there blood in the water? Is it time to buy? Alex P. Cordia knows. We'll be back after this with Alex. Don't you keep that a little bit up there? Yeah, all right. I'm happy because I'm a member of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, 95% of child sexual abuse can be stopped simply with education. You go, well, how the heck am I going to learn about that? You're going to go to lawrencekids.org, and you're going to learn to look for the signs. You're going to talk to your child and make sure your child is comfortable telling you when something uncomfortable is happening with them. It's real important because our children are our future. Go to lawrencekids.org to learn more today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And before we get to Alex, AC, turn on your mic. I'm going to have dueling all rights. I'm going to give you one first. All right. Now you give me one.
All right.
We got Alex P. Cordy. He's my buddy. We talk oil and gas. Last time we were talking on the phone last week, I said, Alex, You know, I always like to buy real estate when it's troubled assets, when it's a real estate owned, when it's in trouble. And Alex goes, well, hey, then maybe it's time for people to look at the oil and gas industry, too. Alex, welcome back, man.
Good to be back, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we read all this stuff about the geopolitical implications of oil and gas prices and stuff like that. But what I see is an opportunity to buy. What do you see?
I see the exact same thing. It's just like any other market. When times are tough and the industry is distressed, that means things are on sale.
That's right. Distressed real estate. Boy, that just gets me going. I got all the money I need to buy distressed real estate. And so people must be looking at what's going on there. And there was a little bit of a spike last week, wasn't there?
That's right. There was. There were some talks between two previously unfriendly nations, Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they got together in a room and they decided that there was a problem that needed addressing. And they're beginning to have conversations about how to get it back on track. So I think what we're looking at is 2016, the year of supply and demand rebalancing.
Well, so if that happens, then it sounds to me like there's a big opportunity out there with some distressed assets, and we don't have to talk about the man camps in North Dakota. We can simply look in Texas, where there's got to be a whole bunch of opportunity that you're seeking every day.
Absolutely. I've been looking at deals now for about the last 18 months, and obviously over those last 18 months, the market has been evolving every single day. And so my focus has shifted essentially back to the basics, and the basics always work in just about everything, from business deals to athletics to anything else you can put your finger on.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at a project now from a company out of Dallas that I've aligned myself with and I'm working very closely with, called Alliance Petroleum.
Okay.
And they've got a great organization. They stick to what they know, which is shallow vertical drills. And when they get down there, they find steady producers. It's inexpensive to do so, and they're profitable at $30 oil. And that profitable at $30 oil is something that is not easy to find these days.
No, and it sounds to me like what you're really talking about is what I call blocking and tackling, going back to the basics. So if the industry is now blocking and tackling, that means to me that there must be going and looking for the least expensive places to reopen that they closed last year, or did they close them all, or what happened with that?
So the banks started doing redeterminations back in October of last year. They gave these big-time credit lines to companies, E&P companies, that were going out and buying up tremendous amounts of acreage. And so when oil's at $100 and your revenue is based on $100 oil, everybody's in the money. But when you have that same amount of production and oil ends up $30, you're now out 70% of your revenues, and that credit line wouldn't have been issued at $30 the way it was at $100.
So
the banks are coming back and saying, wait a second, okay, we gave you too much money. We need to get some of that back. And a lot of these companies these days are saying, oh, well, we spent it, or they put it into other stuff, and they're very illiquid. And that's caused a big-time problem in the industry. So what you're going to see here before long is when these companies cannot come up with the cash to return to the banks, there's going to be a fire sale on acreage.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we call it, you know, it's a short sale, basically. You buy it for less than the mortgage. I mean, it's just like real estate. This is amazing. I love this stuff, Alex. We got to talk about this some more. I'm loving it. So, Alex, how do people get information from you and on your stuff and your ideas?
Well, they can look up the project that I'm currently on. It's with Alliance Petroleum, like I'd mentioned earlier.
Okay.
A Dallas-based managing partner oil and gas company. And they can find them on the internet, or they can look me up and contact me through a myriad of ways. It can be through social media, through my email, which I believe is connected to something on your website.
Yes, it is.
There's a bunch of ways these days.
Alex, what do you see coming now with oil coming up? What do you see as some of the opportunities that are coming? And is it Texas? Is it also up in the Northwest where the tar sands were up in the man camps in North Dakota and British Columbia? Are those going to be able to be producing again, or did they ever stop?
Well, they won't stop. Once these wells are drilled, they're pretty much going to flow. There doesn't make a whole lot of sense to cap them. It isn't good for the integrity of the well in the first place. But
okay,
what you're not seeing is new production. And so you've got two different kinds of wells. You've got the big horizontals that everyone's pretty familiar with after the advent of the horizontal drilling and the big-time hydraulic fracturing. And then you've got your traditional vertical well. And so the big horizontals, the reason that they're different and that they don't work as well as they did is because you're drilling them real deep and real long, and that creates a tremendous amount of production. I mean, these are big-time wells.
Yeah.
They come on at 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 barrels a day in some cases. That's a lot of oil.
Boy.
But what they do that's different is they produce that quantity for a very short period of time. So they can drop 80% of their production in a matter of months. So it's tremendously important that you have high oil prices as soon as you drill those wells. Obviously, that's where bulk of your revenue is coming from, right up there in those upfront months. But in a traditional vertical well, a conventional vertical well, it's pretty steady production over the life of that well. So say it produces 20 barrels a day. Well, the next year it may produce 19 and then 18 and then 17 and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, those are numbers that you can't hold me to those exactly, but it gives you a pretty good idea that it's consistent production. So 1 year isn't necessarily any more important than any other year. So you can buy in low and let it ride up as the price increases.
So it sounds to me like you're looking at big vertical wells these days.
Not even big. You can go shallow. If you find the right field, there's a lot of older proven fields in the state of Texas that, you know, when you look at them from a map, it looks like they got a real bad case of chicken pox. And all those dots are producing wells, and they're everywhere.
Wow.
And that's a good sign. It means that there's steady production in that field. And if you've got a fairly competent driller, you can go out there, drop a line, and pretty much hit it.
Well,
so in some places it's shallow, and that what that does is it makes the upfront cost of paying for that well very inexpensive.
Wow, it sounds to me like I got to go get a geotechnical engineer, or maybe just hook up with you. Alex, listen, I'm running out of time, so I got to have you come back in the next few months and give us another update so we can talk about geopolitical profit-taking when you tell me how great you did on your investments. Is that all right?
That sounds good to me. I'd love to talk to you about results. I'm sure they'll be great.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, man. All right, well, Alex P. Cordia. Alex, thanks so much for coming and giving us the oil and gas scoop from the wellhead, I guess is the best way to say it there.
Yes, sir. It's always good catching up with you.
You're the best, Alex. All right. Well, listen, I want to tell everybody that we continue to work real hard with my wife and getting her ready and getting her transplant. It's highly technical. It isn't easy, but we still have love and hope in our hearts, and we know we're going to get there. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineer Tax Services, Early Shares. The list is amazing. Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Oh, yeah, we're broadcasting live next week from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends Conference. You can still register online or just call, what's Nikki's number there? Oh, my fingers are too dry. Call Nikki Wagner at 352-273-0312. Other sponsors include Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, the South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. I said Kind Snacks already. Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Lawrence Kids. Hey, everybody, please go out there and like our show and tell your friends. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me, at Jim Freed. Freed on Businesses, at Freed on Businesses, the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. You know, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week, Thursday at 6 on 880 AM. We'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida Trends and Strategies Conference. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. Person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, it's yours. Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. My peeps, I love you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. The mask of old Lone Ranger and your door mills around with Slim. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. You can't win them all, and after the best three-day run in stocks in 6 months, this session might be proof. Analysts say investors were taking a needed breather, so the Dow fell 40 points, the Nasdaq 47, the S&P 9. Some of the best performers in the three-day rally